Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda, Madam Secretary?
No, there is not.
Is there any from any member? Hearing none?
Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, I move the agenda be approved as revised.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Mills that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
And the previous?
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried.
We still need to approve the ones before that? No? Okay.
I don't think so, do we? Okay. Mr. Burrow?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those with an interest, the hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct is not tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room and, in extreme cases, more severe penalties. Each application is separately announced, and the applicant is asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or for a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses, and the board will then invite public comments. Supporters will be asked to go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak, and please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents, and if you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be considered. In addition, items listed under old business or other business are considered after the new public hearings, and you're advised that may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And in addition, you can view all these proceedings on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrow. First case, please.